Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and an extremely warm welcome to the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and it's time for something new. We are going to be exploring feel-good habits. Now, if you are a regular listener to this podcast, you will remember that in 2018, you and I together did a year-long project called 26 Habits, where every 2 weeks we would make or break a habit. And it was great fun, wasn't it? And at the time of publishing this podcast, a lot of us are in lockdown, a lot of us are self-isolating, most of us hopefully are social distancing, all of us, I should say. And this is a time when having good habits really comes into play. A lot of stuff has changed around us, but our good habits could potentially be the thing that help us navigate our way through this. And so the other morning I was working out and I thought, what do I need to give my listeners right now that I'm not giving them? And I looked in the Facebook group and I read through the messages that I get on email and on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunns, and on Twitter, where I'm also at Emma Gunns. And I thought, I know, I'm going to get my buddies on once a week and we're going to talk about the tactics, strategies and techniques we use to get ourselves out of a funk, because it's very easy with everything that's going on, and we won't linger on it too much, but it's very easy to get into a funk and to maybe not feel as motivated as you normally do. And so I thought I would gather together my most positive, brilliant friends and ask them their techniques and strategies, not just for what we're going through at the moment, but how they get themselves out of bed on a day when maybe they feel like having a lie-in, but they do have things to do, or when they just feel a bit flat and they know that they need to give themselves a bit of a kick up the backside. And who better to start this series with than Lisa Potter Dixon, my dear friend, professional makeup artist, and probably one of the nicest, funnest people to follow on Instagram. She does brilliant tutorials. She's a brilliant makeup artist. She did my makeup on my 40th birthday, by the way, which is a great treat and such a lovely thing for her to do. And she is somebody that I hang out with regularly, and I always come away feeling as though I've just been plugged into a positivity power pack. So I called her and I said, Lisa, I had this idea. I really want to have a conversation where we just talk about what happens, the reality of it. Like, some days you don't want to get out of bed. Some days you do feel a bit flat. Some days you do get a bit anxious. What are the things that you use? And she was the first to say, get me on, call me whenever you like. And so this is the conversation that we had. I really, really hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you find it useful. Lisa, as ever, is entertaining. And if you don't crease up laughing at the end with her very special gift that she leaves us with, then I don't know what else to tell you. It is, I probably, when we finished recording, I was probably chuckling for a good 15 minutes about it. I really hope that you enjoy. As ever, I make this show for you. It really is for you. So if you have any feedback about this new franchise, as I'm calling it, if you have any guests that you would like me to get on, if you have any comments or suggestions, please let me know. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Gunns. Or you can also join the Facebook group. There are thousands of other listeners of this podcast in there. It's a lovely, safe place to hang out and express an opinion, ask a question, whatever it might be. So please do join. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. But thank you so much, Lisa. What an absolute star for being my first guest. Here she is, Lisa Potter Dixon, sharing her feel-good habits on The Emma Gunn Show. You are the perfect first person to have on this little, like, your feel-good habits, basically. We're doing this during lockdown, but we're not going to linger on that because, as you just said before we started recording, there's nothing we can do about it.
No, nothing we can do. Nothing we can also do about Theo coming in and probably talking really loudly. Theo, I'm just on a live podcast with Em. He's like, oh, should I join? No.
Hi, Theo. Honestly, Lisa Potter Dixon. I should have introduced you, shouldn't I? Lisa Potter Dixon's in the house.
Hi, guys. Hi. No, do you know what, Em? Like, I think that, you know, obviously the thing with this situation is that we are all in it together, the entire world. And rather than see it as something that's really shit, because it is shit, we know that, we both have got the same mindset and seeing it as an opportunity rather than, you know, something that you just got to deal with.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you're self-isolating with Theo and Diddy and Snoop and Kim.
Yeah.
Diddy, Snoop and Kim are obviously your pets.
They are, my children, my children.
I'm isolating by myself. And obviously each thing comes with its own challenges. But really, I just wanted to ask you if you had a series of strategies or coping mechanisms that you use when you feel down, whether it's on a normal, regular day when you might have been going about your business, off to get a coffee, get on a tube. Remember those days?
Oh, God.
Because you are without question of my mates, the one who can, when anything's happening, you're the first one to go, nope, we're going to see the good in this.
Oh, well, I think that, you know, I think that I've just always been like that. I've got a very, I see life as very valuable. You know, me and Theo have lost a lot in our lives and a lot of people. So we always think, well, okay, we've got to live our lives. So in this situation, you know, I am going to probably those same things that I would go to on a day where you are feeling a bit rubbish. For me, one of the main ones is definitely music. And I know that's for you as well, Em.
Yes.
I think, you know, our house, when you've been to our house has always got music on. There's always some sort of tune going on. I've got DJ Theo on the Sonos decks at all time.
Dancing.
Yeah, doing some of that. Yeah, and then I just make him do like dance routines for me. It's a reason I married him. We all know that, you know, he's a great dancer. music is a huge one. And I think that even if you're having a really, really shit day and then you just put on a tune that you know that you love, it can just lift your spirits instantly, straight away. And then just having a little dance to it as well, you know, some little dance around the house.
Well, how important has moving been to you since the lockdown?
Huge. I mean, listen, I exercise a lot anyway. You know, I exercise every single day, whatever. I know we're going to touch on this at a later date, Em, but I suffer from really bad endometriosis, and really exercise is the only thing that has helped me fight that. That's a long story, but the point is that in every situation, I have to do some sort of exercise every day. Now, obviously, we've got dogs, so we've been able to go out and walk the dogs, which we're very grateful for, and we live near a beautiful park. But the thing that I have found, Em, and I know you're the same as me too, because you've been doing, I've seen your stories every morning, is that the virtual workout classes that we are being offered by these experts is so unbelievable, and that most of them are free. So you've got so many options. There's really no excuse. I feel like we're all going to come out of this so fit.
I know. I keep seeing all these memes of people saying, I've eaten all my, you know, stockpiled snacks. And I'm like, God, I'm doing two sessions of yoga a day. I'm doing an energizing morning sun salutation. And then I'm doing a nice cozy calming yoga in the evening, plus a walk or my workout.
Yeah, do you know, yoga is a big thing for me. You know, I do yoga 5 days a week. And I usually obviously go to a studio, and it's a hot studio, and I love all of that. But my yoga studio, Ember in Hampton, who are amazing, have done these virtual classes. And so I'm the same. I'm doing two a day, which is just brilliant, where I'm doing like exactly what you're saying, the sun salutation in the morning. And then I prefer exercising at night. So I then tend to do an intense one at nighttime. But I would say that even if you've never done yoga before, this is such a perfect time. And yin, which is what, you know, you were talking about, that's the one to do. Because one thing that a lot of people can do, which I'm very lucky I tend to not do this, but a lot of people can get in their own heads in this situation, which is completely understandable. I've got plenty of friends, and I've said to them, listen, here's a class of yin. It's, you know, it's an hour long. Do that to yourself, you know, to go into a room and just lie down on a yoga mat and just stretch, which is what it is. Focus on yourself. So I think, yeah, yoga, if you're not doing it, do it.
And do you think, bearing that in mind, because a lot of people I know are doing yoga like you, I didn't know that you did it 5 days a week normally,
yeah,
by the way.
5 days, yeah.
Didn't know you were such a yogi. I wonder whether we'll all come out of it a little bit more focused on stuff like that.
Do you know, I honestly think that we are going to come out of this in a very good situation. One of my best friends just had a baby 2 days ago in LA. In LA, baby Celine. And one thing that I always suggest to my friends when they have kids is that they set up an email address for the baby, for the child, in their name, so that then people can email the baby throughout their life. And then on their 18th birthday, you print out all the emails and you make it into a book. So
you are so good at this sort of thing, Lisa.
I just think that with babies and kids in general anyway, there's so many amazing things that happen that you forget about. So even the parents can email and go, oh my god, I had a nightmare day today, you didn't sleep, I can't believe it. Imagine reading that. I'm not anyway, my point is that I emailed Celine on the day she was born and said that actually you've been born in a crazy time, which you won't realize, but in my opinion this is a positive thing for humanity, because what we are seeing now more than ever is we are realizing that the things that make the world go around, really, it's love. You know, it's love, it's nature, it's fresh air, it's all of that beautiful stuff that we take for granted, and the kindness of people. So for me, I think that even though this is a horrible situation that we're all in, at the end of it, the world's going to be a better place, literally, for it, as we're seeing when it comes to places like Venice, and we're seeing like the coral reef is starting to come back,
yeah,
that kind of thing. So literally, but also at the same time, from her humanity thing, I mean, I'm literally going to be hugging everyone, even if I don't know them, as soon as I can. But yeah, so I think we have to think of it like that, that yes, it's difficult, but we're going to come out of the end better.
Yeah, and I had a podcast guest on recently, Julia Samuel, the psychotherapist, and she said, hope is the alchemy of change.
It's true.
And I think if you are in this situation and you are feeling a bit helpless, you're feeling a bit hopeless, or you're scared, I think that hope that you've just talked about is a really positive thing to cling to. If you can cling to the idea that actually, horrible though it is, and obviously it's not an ideal situation, but if you can cling to some sort of hope that there will be some positive outcomes too, maybe that will change your mindset.
Definitely. And, you know, my neighbour, I was doing the gardening last week for everyone was that in the garden, which luckily I've done now because today it was hailstoning. But anyway, Gillian, who's my neighbour at the end of the garden, she's, I don't know how old she is. She's probably in her 70s. I'm not sure. And she said to me one thing that just really resonated, which was, well, the thing that's really keeping me happy is that around us, nature is blooming. So the world isn't going to end because, you know, the seasons are happening. Spring's coming. Listen to the birds. She goes, look at these beautiful flowers that are in my garden. I just thought, bloody hell, Jill, you're right. You are right. You are right. So, yeah, I just think, yeah, I'm a very positive person anyway, but we just got to remember the important things like that, haven't we?
Do you think Jill's relieved that you're not going to be having any Walker's barbecues for a couple of weeks?
To be honest, Jill loves the So the thing is, right, we've got Malcolm, Jill and Maggie, who have all known Theo since he was born, because Theo's lived in this house his entire life. And so they love it because they're in their back gardens. And whenever they're out, I always make sure we've got a good bit of retro soul on. So they're loving it. And I'm always passing them glasses of Prosecco over the fence. So they love barbecues. Hot dog.
Oh, a hot dog over the fence.
Yeah. What more do you want?
I'm going to move into your road. Now, let's talk about Prosecco, because you uncorked your first bottle in months on Instagram the other day, and I nearly wept for you.
3 months of no alcohol, honestly. Okay, but I will tell you that, so I've only drunk like twice since then, which is a week, so, you know. But on the second day, I drank a bottle of Prosecco whilst I was doing a house party, which I'm sure many of you know is the app that we're now all obsessed with.
Yeah.
And then I was so...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So drunk, I thought, apparently I told Theo 15 times that I was going to die. But he was laughing because it was funny, because I was like, I hadn't drunk for however long, and obviously was just excited and drank a bottle of Prosecco, which usually it's actually all right with usually. And then the next day I had a hangover, so now I'm a bit put off.
Those are words I never thought I'd hear.
Well, let's wait another day or two, because I'm sure that I'll be back on it. I mean, I've got 8 bottles in the fridge, so I'm ready for when I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
But yeah, I was saying to you that as soon as we are allowed to have any contact, you need to come round. Even if you have to stay 2 meters apart, we can sit in the garden, bottle of Prosecco each. You can have a straw. Be great.
Diddy on my lap.
Diddy on your lap. I mean, what more do you need in life?
I had Diddy on my lap whilst we watched Hustlers a few weeks ago. It's so funny to think that was only a few weeks ago.
I know. Oh, your signal's gone a bit, or mine has. Are you back? I'm back.
Yep. Carry on.
Okay. Yeah, so a few weeks ago, we were literally watching J-Lo half naked, loving life. We actually rewound it many a times.
Just because we couldn't believe how amazing it was.
And how, like, she just looks incredible. We were like, that woman, what a legend.
Okay, so we've got music. That's a great one. Yeah. And obviously, you've got your music that you love, but it doesn't matter. Whatever music you really like, whether it's a calming piano playlist or whether it's some really jacked up rock, whatever it is, tune into that.
Exercise
is so good. I was like, straight to Prosecco. What's another strategy? So, okay. A lot of people are adapting to working from home.
Yeah, and obviously you've done it forever.
Well, 8 years coming up.
Yeah, and I've done it for 9 months, which isn't that long, but I have got a routine. Now, I love your routine. You're so strict with yourself on the routine, which is really a brilliant way to do it, because I think that it can be you can get stuck in a rut for sure. Now, I'm not as good as you at that, but what I do is that I set myself an hour alarm and I get as much done as I can in the hour, because I am so competitive with myself. I do it 3 times a day, and I think I'm more productive in those 3 hours than I would be in 8 hours.
Do you know what really surprised me when I first went freelance is how much more you can accomplish in a day when there's no one else around? And actually, sometimes I get really guilty because I'll get to my computer after I exercise and I'll smash out 5 hours and I will have done loads. And it's like, actually, that's a day's work. And yet I'm trying to clock off at 2 o'clock.
You don't know. You never clock off at 2 o'clock. None of us do now. We've got social media. Let's be honest. I think for me as well, though, this whole thing now, while this opportunity that we've given ourselves where we're creating more content, you know, oh my God, firstly, I've said this to you already. I'll just say it on here too. Girl, your lighting and camera and I feel like I'm watching a TV show. Honestly, it's the best on Instagram out of anyone that I follow right now. I promise you, in terms of like the quality.
Oh, bless you. The thing you'll love most is that I'm sitting in front of my ring light now.
Because I'm looking like a kind of a shade of orangey yellow because my wall is kind of reflecting on my face, whereas you look just wonderful. Yeah, look at you. Look at the glow. But no, talking about the content side of things and the working from home, something that I have found so amazing is I've brought back to life something I started 2 years ago, which is called Tutorial. So basically a masterclass, live masterclass that I do twice a week and everyone can join in. So I tell people what products to have. And obviously I just say a brown eyeshadow. It doesn't have to be a brand. It can be anything. Yeah. And they have a list of products and then people join in and we go live to their homes and I see how they're getting on during the masterclass. And it's so amazing. I actually just trademarked the name because look at me, I never trademarked something in my life. But I trademarked the name and it's been so amazing because actually everyone loves it. It's brought so much joy to people and it's brought so much joy to me. And I love seeing people learning from me. It's brilliant.
That's the thing. It's given, as much as there are restrictions now that we are living within, for me, it's opened up so much more. So you were the first person, as soon as I put that Instagram TV live, you were like, oh my God, because I said to Lisa, I'm going to invest in a ring light and I'm going to make some more IGTVs.
Yeah.
And you were the first one who just WhatsApped me and said, oh my goodness, it looks so good. But it's like, you had probably run out of time to be able to do those tutorials, and now you're able to revisit them, and it's made you feel good, and also you're connecting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to show you because you're here. I don't know if you're actually putting the visual on this then, but so people can probably just hear me. But look what I've got. I just feel really, well, it's like very proud. I've got a schedule, right? So for everyone, I've done a schedule. So look, every day they know who I'm going live with, what time.
Amazing.
Countdown. We're going to do one next week, actually, which I don't know when this is going out, but we're going to do one, aren't we?
Yes, we are indeed.
But I feel that and kind of, I'm talking to my friends so much via things like Zoom and house party and stuff like that too. I think it's all quite lovely in a weird way. Not obviously what's going on. I don't mean that. I mean like the way that we are dealing with it is lovely.
Yeah. And I think the thing I've learned from you is that you get to choose how you react. And I feel like you always choose the positive. And again, coming back to that's why you're the perfect person to do this for the first time around, is that you will always choose to go, okay, I'm a fighter, I'm a survivor, I'm going to be positive. Let's have fun with this. Let's make this work. And it's just you are a very positive, light giving, glowing force of just.
Oh, thank them. Well, you know, I don't really know any other way to be honest. But yeah, I think that, you know, if you can give that back, then that's really, really important too. Something else that I've been doing, you know, I love clothes and I've got a big old wardrobe.
Which I basically just like dived into.
I just am literally trying on all my clothes for no reason and just sitting downstairs in like sequins. I really need to start taking pictures. I hate taking pictures for main grid on Instagram. I literally hate it. It's just so like long. But so I just sit there by myself and Theo and the dogs are like, great, that ball gown looks nice. I'm like, thanks.
You do have the most incredible wardrobe of like sequin gowns. And when I came around, you said, try this jacket on. I was like, it will never fit on rubbish on me. And then I was like, oh, I quite like it.
I just did a live with Katie Jane Hughes where we literally went through each other's wardrobes because we both love vintage and sequins so much. And it was really fun. So that I have done that. But yeah, I just think doing little things like that that just make you feel good. You know, there's an outfit that you absolutely love and every time you wear it, it could be a pair of shoes, a jewellery, a hat, whatever. Every time you wear it, it makes you feel good. Put it on. Why not?
True.
Why
True
not?
True story.
I'm just running here to get my charger. Sorry.
Do that.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of just Diddy just getting up and just taking your place.
he would, but he's asleep.
We used to have two dogs, Diddy and Snoop, and they are the sweetest, kindest animals. And Diddy and I definitely bonded when I came round.
Oh, 100%. Neither of them would leave you alone, to be honest, would they?
You'd upset them because you'd taken them to the groomers, and they were a bit like, don't want to do that again.
No, they hated it. I think I've got one more thing on my list, actually.
Go on.
Hold on. Let's have a look. Oh, no, it was... firstly, putting your makeup on. I know we've spoken about social media.
Yes.
Doing that in the morning, definitely. I think it's important. You've been doing it as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, on any day, regardless of whether we're in this situation or not, if I'm working from home and I don't have any plans to go out, which I find really challenging most of the time, I have to go out and do something social every day. But yeah. But that's not realistic now. So what can I do? I cannot change it. So I'm just going to adapt. But I do have to, in any situation, even if I'm working from home and no one is going to see me, I put on makeup.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people haven't been doing that. And then when I've been doing like a get ready with me in the morning, which I'm doing most days, people have then been like, oh, I'm so glad because now I'm putting my makeup on too. And I just think, you know, it is a little bit pointless if you think of it in like what, why we, but really the whole point of makeup is to make yourself feel good. It's not about anyone else. That's the great power of it. It's like, you know, it's to make you feel just a bit better. So that shouldn't really be any different. We're not putting makeup on for someone else where you shouldn't be. You should be doing it for yourself anyway. So you might as well do it every morning. And do you know what I also always find as well? When people wear makeup, they are better at their skincare routines.
Yes.
So actually, it's a benefiting your skin as well in the long, because a lot of times, I mean, a lot of my friends, you know, even myself, sometimes if I don't wear makeup, I just think, oh, I'll just chuck on a bit of moisturiser, and you don't, you know, always double cleanse it every day. But if you wear makeup, you always do.
That's a really good point. Okay, so this is the first, feel-good habits. We've got some great tips from you. And also, what we keep coming back to is, yes, there's some other stuff going on, but let's focus on the stuff that we can control, which is why you're creating brilliant content. And obviously, I will put the links to that in the show notes for this, because you are somebody worth following at any time.
Oh, thanks, Em. Thanks, Em.
And do you have a mantra or a saying or anything that you revisit at times when you feel a bit crappy?
I do, actually. Treat every day like it's your birthday. There you go.
What a belter.
Thanks so much. There you have it. And although right now, you know, singing happy birthday is getting a bit too much. So just treat every day as your birthday. Maybe miss out the singing.
Yeah. Or if you are going to sing happy birthday, do it while you're washing your hands for 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. And eating a bit of cake. Brilliant.
Oh, gosh, wouldn't it be great to have some cake?
Oh, have you not got any?
No, I've got a digestive biscuit.
Have you got any, like, you know, chocolate spread to put on here or anything?
No, maybe I haven't been out yet today because I've been on the computer solidly. Yeah. So maybe I'll take my constitutional walk past the supermarket.
Well, I tell you what to actually do on your digestive biscuit is to put marmalade and mature cheddar.
Shush now.
Marmalade and mature cheddar on a digestive. You're welcome. You are welcome.
You are the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, thanks for having me, as always, Em.
You are so, so welcome. I cannot wait until we are sitting in a garden, yours or a pub's.
Yeah.
Sipping some Prosecco.
Done.
Good old chin work.
Exactly. I can't wait either. But keep doing what you're doing because it's brilliant. And I think that podcasts are it's the perfect time to be listening to podcasts now, isn't it? You know, we're talking about listening to music, but actually, put on a podcast. I just think it's brilliant and yours are so informative and such a delight to listen to. So, you know.
Thank you. And also fun. I really want to give my most excellent listeners good energy at the moment, which is why I'm doing these ones. So thank you.
Do you want me to do my dolphin impression just to end this so that gives good energy?
If you didn't, I feel shortchanged. Go on.
Fine. So if everyone could just close their eyes, everyone's listening, just close your eyes. Emma and you, please. I can see you. So if you could close your eyes. Thank you so much. Let's imagine we're on holiday somewhere glorious and hot and we're going on a little kayak in the sea, and then suddenly out of nowhere, what's that in the distance? It's only a bloody dolphin, isn't it? There you go, guys. You're welcome again.
Oh, you are such good value, LPD.
Oh, I had to end on the dolphin.